Okay, talking to Coach Fair. So first question, and you've probably had to answer this like 10 times in the last month. But why now come back to college? Like, what, you know, NFL since 2002, is that correct?
Yes. Yes, sir.
So it's been 12 years.
13.
13 years in the NFL ball. So why now, why college?
I can't give you an exact answer on that. Just when it came up, I came and looked at it, checked it out, and I looked at it just a really good opportunity to, be able to coach this, this age group and, teach football. That was my biggest thing. It was just a great opportunity for me.
Yeah.
And that's the way I looked at it. So it wasn't like I was looking at, it just kind of came up and again, really when I came and interviewed for it is when it felt like a good thing.
Yeah.
So, I liked this staff and, a lot and, just, it felt right.
Yeah. So tell me about your D-line. So they've had to play so many young guys the last 2 years just because there was depth issues and everything else. You're inheriting a bunch of juniors who have played a lot of football, couple seniors like Jihad and Kenny Nelson and such. So tell me what you see this first spring with your D-line.
The biggest thing I can see is they're working. They're working to get better. We're taking steps. They're trusting in the teaching, but we're not there yet. We got to keep, it's like an everyday lesson that they just have to keep that same mindset and coming out. And they're trusting it right now, but we're a ways away still.
Mm-hmm.
We're making those steps, but we're still a ways away. But they're buying in and believing in it.
Is this a little different for you having a Leo that's, kind of a different position group? So you have two tackles and an end kind of thing. Is that a little different or is it similar to the stuff you ran Chicago, Tampa Bay?
And it's hard to explain it really quick, but it's really similar. It's really similar in a lot of, we do some other things up front that I haven't done for a while.
Yeah.
But really, with the Leo and just the four down, with the way it looks just in our base stuff, it's the same. It's the same techniques. The biggest thing is you got to look at is the three techniques, the six techniques, it's all the same techniques.
Yeah.
We call them something different.
Sure.
If that makes sense.
Sure. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does. So, so co-coordinating, there's always these fan debates of like, well, this means this guy's running the run game and this guy's running the passing game and this and that. And, most coaches explain that it's a room and there's two guys giving input and game planning and this and that. How do you anticipate that will be this fall? You and Coach Banks and however that plays through.
That's the way it's been so far. And just with our, talking in the room and it's our defense, just talking about the whole – just with everybody. It's not one guy that's has input. Everybody's got input right now. And so it's been really good, real positive.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been a good, lesson that I'm going through right now with everybody.
Sure.
And it's been very positive.
Mm-hmm. So scheme-wise, do you think the fans will see anything different with your input of maybe we'll do this a little more or anything else? Or
No. I think just the biggest thing for me, and that's why it's hard for me to – I didn't sit there and watch all the tape from last year and how they played things. But the thing for me, I'm just teaching my techniques that I know that with our guys up front. And like I said, Coach Banks, Coach Beckman, everybody, Coach Ward, Coach Simo, everybody's been really good. Just interact and talk, and here's how we're teaching it. So there's just been a lot of open conversations in our meeting room, with the staff. So so that's been really good.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what you think of Jihad Ward. So you've got this raw talent. This kid who grew from a high school wide receiver into a college defensive end. And last year, I think from most people's opinion, he progressed really well in his first game. It's his first time really playing defensive end and just learning the technique. And by the bowl game, he was pretty solid and the pass rush moves were more solid. What do you think his potential is this year?
It's pretty unbelievable. He was a wideout, right?
Yeah.
You see
yeah.
the size. Yeah.
You see those, even his freshman year at JUCO, there's this picture of him catching a touchdown.
The thing that jumps out, and this is what I look at, he, obviously his size and his power and his strength, but the guy is athletic. Now. Mm-hmm. And that's where, you see him move around. And it surprises you. He's actually, when you see him up close, you didn't realize he's as big as he is.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, he's progressing. I love the way he's working. He's coming out. He wants to get better. He wants to be coached. He wants to be good.
Yeah.
And so he's really fun to coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I love coaching him. And so the talent's there. It's just, and he's learning. He's a guy that is learning every day. Every rep he gets better. And that's the way he treats it. That's a credit to him. And he's coming out here focused like that.
Yeah. So, yeah.
He's doing a good job.
So I think he can be that senior leader that most position groups need. I mean, that's, you know, I guess Kenny Nelson is a senior as well, yeah, in your group, but no, you know, you have a lot of juniors mostly.
Right.
So.
No, Jihad, yeah, he definitely has that ability to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I love working
with
him.
Can you pause it real quick?
I can.
Robin.
Okay, we were interrupted rudely by Coach Golish there, so we're going to continue this. So tell me about, you're a lot of juniors, I think is what we were talking about, a couple seniors, and whether Jahad's a leader, you know, can you get Kenny back, you know, what's leadership-wise?
No, it's you know, still getting to know the group. I think mm-hmm. everybody's kind of, I mean, seeing where they fit and all that stuff. But mm-hmm. like I said, the thing that they're doing right now is they're coming out and they're working, and yeah, they're taking those steps that I'm trying to get them to take. And, mm-hmm. You know, I think the leadership, you can't really push it. I think it's got to happen kind of naturally for those guys, mm-hmm. and they're definitely guys that want to step up and, mm-hmm. and show how it's done. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, that's what I like. That's why I like where we're going right now. But, yeah, but you know, we got a ways to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think there will be a step forward this fall? I mean, from, you know, last year, run defense was a struggle, and there were depth problems and injuries and everything else. I mean, I know it's, you know, I'm not going to put you on the spot to predict, but...
No, we're working towards that. That's what we're working to improve every day. And that's the thing that, I mean, if you hear me with the guys, I talk about just getting better every day. I don't talk about tomorrow. I don't care what's happening tomorrow. I just care about right now what's happening with our guys. Mm-hmm. And I try to get our guys to focus on that. Mm-hmm. And that's really the mindset that you have to take, because mm-hmm. it's hard to think about what you're going to do tomorrow. Mm-hmm. When you got to just treat today like it's the day you got to get better.
Mm-hmm. So. And last question,
yep.
I just interviewed Tito,
yeah,
because he had a pretty good night, and he's starting to, you know, he redshirted last year and learning things. Do you think he has a chance to be in that rotation this fall?
Tito, you know, the thing with Tito, he's getting better.
Uh-huh.
He's a perfect guy to explain where. He just with reps. He just uh-huh. he's just starting to feel it, starting to understand just from the most basic things for him.
Yeah.
But he's starting to do some things that, you know, and it's just getting him to do it consistently, mm-hmm. consistently. So it's hard to say exactly where and how that's going to work out. But I like where he's going.
Mm-hmm.
I like the path that he's on right now.
Sure.
And we just got to keep that going.
Great.
Day in and day out.
Yep.
That's all it is.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Yeah, you bet. Appreciate it.